John Adams to Abigail Adams. On June 7, 1776, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia proposed a resolution in the Second Continental Congress that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. On July 2, 1776, the delegates of 12 colonies, New York abstained, voted unanimously to adopt Lee's resolution for independence, thanks to John Adams' leadership. The next day, in a letter to his wife, Adams shared his thoughts on how American independence would be celebrated by future generations, with pomp and parade, games and sports. Of course, we celebrate American independence on July 4th, the date that the Declaration of Independence was approved, rather than on July 2nd, the date that the Resolution for Independence was adopted. Adams may have predicted the wrong date for future celebrations, but his thoughts are indeed prophetic. In the midst of our barbecues and fireworks, Americans might take a minute or two to remember this brave warrior who made the birth of our nation possible, and remember as well his words about toil, blood, treasure, and trust in God.
July 3rd, 1776. But the day is past. The second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. You will think me transported with enthusiasm, but I am not. I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see that the end is more than worth all the means, and that posterity will triumph in that day's transaction, even although we should rue it, which I trust in God we shall not. John Adams.